Alleluia, Christ is risen. I was recently speaking with a friend about my faith in the risen Christ. And she said, you know, you might be really interested to know about this guy I'm following on Instagram.
I said, probably not, but okay, tell me more.
And she said, no, it's really fascinating. He's attempting to run across the whole country from L.A. to New York City. And he's trying to set the record for doing it the fastest. And he's doing it as a fundraiser to bring awareness for people with mental health, because he struggles with that himself. And I said, all right, that does sound kind of inspiring. I'll check it out. And I looked into it, and sure enough, this guy's name is Paul Johnson. I've got a picture of him here. And Paul Johnson is a commissioned naval officer. And he did his first tour of duty in 2018, and he was sent to Spain. And there, with the experiences that he had while serving, he began to really struggle with depression and mental illness, and he began to self-medicate the way many people do, through alcohol. And when he came back to the United States, he was continuing to serve, but he was deployed in San Diego, and he thought, well, surely now life will be better, and I'll get things together. And he found, you know what? His depression and his night terrors, they didn't go away, and neither did his drinking. And things were looking pretty rough for him until a friend, a fellow naval officer, said, hey, I'm training to run a marathon. Will you run it with me? And he said, okay. And so they ran the marathon, and they ran it fast enough that they qualified to run in the Boston Marathon. And they said, well, we got to do it. And so they trained for the Boston Marathon, and they did really well in that. And Paul Johnson, he started reading about people who would run across the entire United States. And most recently, a guy had run across the entire United States in a record 42 days. And Paul said, I want to try to do that. And so that is what he set out to do. And he's making it a fundraiser for an organization called Team Red, White, and Blue. It's an organization that encourages mental health and physical fitness for our veterans. His goal is to raise $1 million as he runs across this country. And I thought to myself, wow, what an incredible story, because today we hear John the Baptist send messengers, because John the Baptist is in prison, so he sends people on his behalf to go talk to Jesus and to say, are you the one? Or are we to wait for another? And Jesus' response is to say, well, go back and tell John what you have seen and heard for yourself. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. People with disease are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. When asked if Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus says, look around you. Look around you and see if in my presence people are healed, people are transformed, people are restored. That is how you will know I am the one. And to say that was true 2,000 years ago, but Jesus is with us still. And I thought to myself, what a great example of Christ's transforming power, right? That he brings blessings just to people who don't even take offense at him. He doesn't even ask them to follow him. Paul Johnson has gone from being a man who wrestled with addiction and mental illness to being an inspiration and being a record setter. What a great example of Christ transforming power today. And so Paul Johnson set off from L.A. with all this great fanfare. And after day four, it became very clear he wasn't going to make it. He was trying really hard. He was running his heart out, but his body was just not up to that pace to try to set a record in running across the country. And every day, his body was getting more and more run down. Now, I said John the Baptist is in prison when he sends messengers to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are we to wait for another? And Jesus' response is to say, look at all this incredible healing that I'm doing. And you know, when Jesus starts off his ministry, the gospel according to Luke, he starts it off in his hometown and he reads a scroll from Isaiah, which prophesies about all this healing that will happen, that the blind will see, that the lame will walk, that the poor will have good news brought to them, and that there will be release for the captives. And on that first sermon, Jesus says, this scroll is fulfilled in your hearing. And it really sounds like Jesus is returning to those same themes when John the Baptist asks, are you the one? Except you may have noticed, there was one thing in that first sermon that Jesus doesn't repeat to John. It's maybe the one that's most important to John, who is in prison. This time, Jesus doesn't say, the prisoners are released. It's almost as if Jesus is saying to John the Baptist, I am bringing healing and restoration and release to everyone, but not to you. The one thing you need, I'm not going to give to you. And it is very true in our lives that we may pray to Jesus for healing and transformation, and for some reason we don't get what it is that we are praying for. And as people of faith, we end up asking, what are we supposed to do with that? Well, if anyone has suffered affliction for Jesus and not gotten healing, it's Paul the Apostle, Paul of Tarsus. Now, Paul set off on multiple missionary journeys to spread the good news about Jesus, and in those journeys, he was shipwrecked, he was imprisoned multiple times, he suffered chronic illness, which he described as a thorn in his flesh. And to be clear, Paul did more than anyone else in history to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone who through his actions deserves Christ's healing, Christ's restoration, Christ's release, it is the Apostle Paul. But he doesn't receive it. And Paul's response to continue suffering is not to curse God. It is to praise God. Because Paul comes to realize that his weakness is an opportunity to show God's strength. He says, we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Paul is saying, my weakness is so that God's strength may be made visible. And because of that, when Paul says, we are persecuted and afflicted, he will say, well, I'm afflicted by my own weakness. But the fact that I am not crushed, well, that points to God's strength at work in me. He will say, we are perplexed. But the fact that he isn't driven to despair, well, that points to God's strength in him. The fact that he is persecuted, well, that's because of his own weakness, but the fact that he isn't forsaken, that points to God's strength in him. He may be struck down because of his own weakness, but the fact that he is not destroyed points to God's strength at work in him. Paul says we have this treasure in clay jars. And when he refers to this treasure, what he's referring to is Christ's grace, which is to say, love that isn't earned, favor that we have done nothing to deserve, forgiveness given not because of our goodness, but because of God's. That is a treasure, and Paul says it's kept in clay jars. And here's the thing about clay jars. When you put something in them, you can't see what's inside a clay jar because it's opaque, yeah? And so it is when someone's life has nothing in it but strength and success. You think to yourself, well, this person, they can do everything on their own. What do they need unconditional love for? What do they need forgiveness for? What do they need mercy for? They can do it all themselves. But when a clay pot breaks, well, suddenly you can see what's inside. And that's what Paul is getting at. When this clay pot that is his body breaks, it gives him the opportunity to show God's grace and mercy for him. When his strength breaks, Christ's grace breaks through and shines for all the world to see. This idea that our failure is actually an opportunity to show forth God's victory is such a unique and wild Christian idea that has given people like the Apostle Paul the strength to suffer hardship and not just survive, but use it as an opportunity to give hope and life to the world, that when I heard that Paul Johnson wasn't going to make his record-setting run, I wondered if he had faith, because it would be really helpful for him in a moment like this. And so I started going to his Instagram posts, and I started reading his interviews. And maybe he is a person of faith, but he never mentions Jesus. He never mentions his faith. He does, however, mention a guy named Mindo Estrella. And I've got a picture of Mindo Estrella. Mindo Estrella is a sergeant major in the Marines. He was Paul Johnson's drill sergeant. And then he became Paul Johnson's mentor. They served in the same division together. And when Paul Johnson was commissioned as an officer, it was Mindo Estrella who gave him his first salute. Mindo Estrella has served 3 tours of duty in Iraq, 2 tours of duty in Okinawa, 1 tour of duty in Afghanistan. For his service, he has earned a Purple Heart, the Navy Medal of Commendation, and 3 other achievement medals with V for Valor in Combat. He talks about his faith. Mindo Estrella talks about the fact that he was able to do what he has done because of his faith, and it has allowed him not only to serve his country, but to raise 3 boys with his wife while doing it. When Paul Johnson decided that he wanted to start trying to run across this country, the first person he asked to be on his support crew was Mindo Estrella. And let me be clear what that ask means, right? Mindo Estrella is an honest-to-God American hero. He has an active, successful career serving our country. He has a wife and 3 kids. And Paul Johnson, a recovering alcoholic with mental illness, says, "Will you give that all up for a couple months and follow me across the country?" And Mindo Estrella said yes. Because he's a man of faith. Because he understands that his purpose in life isn't to show how great that he is, but to show how great Christ's grace is. We sometimes think of faith as believing a list of theological concepts. And sometimes I think, you know, the Nicene Creed, we look at it and say, oh, well, that's a list of things we have to check off and say we agree with. But I want you to look at the Nicene Creed today when we say it together and realize that it's actually a story. It's a story about how the Almighty Creator of the universe became human. And in becoming human, became weak. And becoming weak, died. And did so for us, did so to show God's love for us. And God's love in that weakness and death brought forth life, not just for Jesus, but for each and every one of us. To be a person of faith is to believe that story is true, not just for Jesus, but for us also. To believe that we too, when we are willing to accept weakness for the sake of love, it can become a gift of life for others. Faith is believing that when our strength breaks, Christ's grace breaks through to give true life to us and to the whole world. Now, I don't know if Paul Johnson has such a faith, but I know that on his crew there is a man named Mindo Estrella who has such a faith, who is his mentor. And I know that after day 4, when it became obvious that Paul Johnson was not going to set a record, he had a choice about what to do. He could have, you know, tried to deny it and kept running, hope he'd make up time and hope people would keep giving money and see how far he could get. Or he could have thrown in the towel. He could have said, you know what? It's obviously not going to happen, so why even try? Paul didn't do that. Instead, what Paul did was to go on Instagram and publicly say,
I'm not strong enough to set this record. I don't have it in me. But he said, I'm going to keep running anyway. And here's the thing. I was going to try to do this race in 40 days to set the record. Let's do it in 50 days. 25% longer. And he said, you know what that's going to do? That's going to give me the opportunity to have a little more fun with this. It's going to give me the opportunity to invite other people to come out and run with me as I pass through their towns. And so sure enough, he did. He started posting pictures of children running with him. I got some here. He started posting pictures of him in funny outfits leading up to Easter, hopping along with people running next to him. He became like a modern Forrest Gump. Right? Just running across the country and people saying, you know, I could really use something in my life kind of like this. I'm going to go run with you. We love Forrest Gump not because of his strength, but because in his weakness, Christ's grace kept showing up and up and up. And so it has been with Paul Johnson. He's made this race not about him setting a record, but about inviting people to join him on this journey, to be honest about mental illness, the way it's affecting our veterans, but to also let people know that in such brokenness, there is treasure to be found. His goal was to get across the country in 50 days and to raise $1 million. 50 days was 2 days ago. He still hadn't made it to New York. His goal was to raise $1 million. He's raised less than half of that. But he hasn't stopped. Instead, he said, okay, I'm not even going to make my 50. But he said, in that time that I've had, because there's been this delay, my crew, right, Mindo Estrella, has reached out to NYPD, and they're going to do us a favor. They're going to close down the George Washington Bridge, and anyone who wants to, you don't have to pay a fee, you don't have to have a qualifying time. Anyone who wants to can come meet us at the George Washington Bridge. And we're going to run to Times Square together. And NYPD is going to come out with cars and motorcycles and a helicopter, and they're going to escort us as heroes. And when those people get to Times Square, it's not going to be a crowd cheering one man who made it across the country. It's going to be a crowd being victorious together. For together as the body of Christ, they have revealed that in these broken clay jars, there is treasure to be found. They're supposed to start running across the George Washington Bridge on Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 minutes ago. It'll take them about 2 hours to get to Times Square. When they get there, the world will see a man who turned to alcohol in his weakness, but who had friends whose love was strong enough to push him to run instead. When they get there, the world will see a fundraiser who couldn't even achieve half of his fundraising goals, but they will see a man who inspired the generosity of others to give over $400,000 to support the mental health of our veterans. When they get there, the world will see a runner who didn't set a record. But what they will see is a man who inspired thousands of other people to recognize our need to support our veterans in this mental health epidemic. When they get there, the world will see a broken clay jar that has such treasure in it. And the world will see this because someone had faith enough to believe that when our strength breaks, Christ's grace breaks through. May we have that same faith. May we see our cracks, our failures, and our weakness not as a sign of God's abandonment, but as an opportunity to show Christ's grace to the world and to give life to the world and us. Amen.